Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about why it makes a lot of sense to pay cash for deals and not finance them. Before we get into it, though, Jill, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Brian asks, hey, I'm considering buying more expensive properties on terms. Since the seller financing would be arranged between myself and the seller, what problems might this bring about with turning around and selling the property to a new buyer? Is there a way to write the contract so it doesn't present a cloud on the titles to the new owner? Ethically, of course.
So a cloud on the title is the least of your worries. So let's take a couple steps back real quick. Brian's got a seller, and he's got a seller for a property. Let's say that guy wants $10,000 instead of maybe the $4,000 that he's asking. So he's thinking, well, I'll just pay terms. I'll put $1,000 down. I'll make a $100 a month payment. And man, it's not going to take long for me to sell this thing for $20,000. Mm-hmm. So the anatomy of that really is an option, mm-hmm, or a dual close. Mm-hmm. So rather than complicate the heck out of this thing, mm-hmm, I would pay the guy $500, non-refundable, for an option to purchase at $10,000. Mm-hmm. Now you don't have to make any payments. Let's just make it for 6 months and that's it.
Exactly.
I don't think it's a good idea to leverage anything in this business at all.
No.
I've seen a couple of people who are very talented long before we started Land Academy just train wreck their careers this way.
It's too scary. There's too many things that could go wrong. You know, what if there's, I don't know, like something happens to the guy, I mean, in the process, and you're wasting a lot of money, like you said, I think.
I'm not a fan of financing at all on either end for land.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you though,
it's a crutch.
Well, you know, here's the interesting thing.
It's a crutch for negotiating a good deal.
For all of our options deals, I've never given any money.
I've never even considered this concept in my life.
You don't even have to. I mean, right. I appreciate your $500, you know, whatever fee, if you really feel like you need to, but I've never had to do that. And I, you know, they've sold them quick enough, and it worked out great.
Yep.
So. Good question, though. I'm glad that he's, thinking outside the box.
Yeah, exactly.
I really appreciate that.
I agree. So, it's a great question. It's, mm-hmm, totally unique.
Exactly.
But in the meat of the show here, we're going to talk about why it's super important. It ties totally into, mm-hmm, the concept of the show here. Why it's important it's important with these smaller deals to pay cash. Mm-hmm. If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, pay cash, don't finance your deals. This is the meat of the show. So ever since I started this crazy buying land and selling land on the internet thing in the 90s, my concept from day one and right up to today has been pay cash because it's such a good deal. You're going to run to the bank and get a $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 check. Cashier's check and control the property. And then you have 100% control over the deal. So financing property or financing a house to rent it out, you're just asking for a lot of problems. And here's why. There's so much money, so much more money. It costs so much more money. The basis in the deal gets so much higher when you finance anything. If you absolutely have to, raise capital to do deals, and there's nothing wrong with that. Some of the most talented members we have started with zero. Take a partner on. Mm-hmm. Take a money partner on. And when you do that, this is what it looks like. There's a property that you're going to buy for, let's say, $4,000 or $5,000. You know it's worth 20 cash. Go get a money guy out on landinvestors.com/successplant.com. There's lots of them out there. Have them purchase the whole thing in their name so that there's a huge security blanket. Now they own a $5,000 property that's for $5,000, they own a $20,000 property, and then you go sell it and split the proceeds. So the net on that thing would be $15,000. You each get a $7,500 check maybe 30 days later ish. And I'll tell you, that guy's going to be your best friend forever.
Mm-hmm.
And my it doesn't turn? Cost anything. Go ahead. Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm sitting here making some notes, and I totally agree. You know, especially, especially residents, you know, homes, single family homes or things like that. Gosh, the negatives I wrote down, you know, or the positives, I should say, by paying cash, no one's breathing down your neck. And you can take your time, you know, selling the asset. You're not worried about it, you know, and I sleep really well, you know, knowing the things aren't selling or I haven't even posted something yet. You know, I bought it and I'm in the process of posting it. I don't care. I'm paid cash for it. It's, you know, if it takes me a week, it doesn't matter.
Or a year.
I'm not paying anybody anything. It's mine. It's paid for.
It's over.
It's not going anywhere. You know, it's sitting in my safe, basically. So I'm
well
cool
said.
With that.
It's in your safe.
Thank you. So, and then some of the negatives, this is what really scares me, because you're right. When you start financing things, your costs just went way up. Now you got interest, you got this, you got that. You know, it's more expensive, period. Number two, you're going to feel rushed, you know, because you got the clock is ticking. Now you got to hurry up. And especially flippers, like house flippers, because we've done that. But you know what's interesting? Let me back up on this one, too. Our flips, just so people know, we pay cash for those, too. So we wanted to hurry up and flip them just because of the nature of the asset.
Right.
But we didn't have to hurry up and flip them. So that's interesting.
Because we're us.
Well, and I wanted to share the story that I read on Facebook about this guy. He put all the details in. He's 6 years in. He's a flipper. He does multiple, maybe, I don't know, I think he maybe 10 or more a year. And he wanted to share this experience, just not to scare people, he said, but I want to be real transparent and tell you what went on. And he put in great detail, bought it for $20,000. He was hoping to sell it for like $150,000. It appraised at like $120,000. He
Jeez.
Put 70, 80, I don't remember how much, whatever he put into it. And then he put in all the details. He took a 4-month delay.
Oh my gosh.
Because the HVAC guy and this guy and this guy, that, and he put in there, here's what I did wrong. I didn't know how an HVAC system works. Who should know that?
I mean,
do you really want to get into that?
No, you need to know about data, not
that. That's one of his pitfalls, is he didn't know how that works. I'm like, oh,
no,
gosh.
No.
So he didn't pick up on some of the issues that he thought he might have seen coming. But so at the very, very bitter end of the day, it was a 4-month delay. It did not appraise what he thought it would. He took a $1,000 loss.
Oh my gosh, he lost money.
$1,000 loss. How sad is that? So the guy probably has 6 months. Can you imagine working for 6 months for free?
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Here's how I would do that deal. Is your example done?
Yeah.
Here's how I would do that deal. I bought a property I write a $20,000 check. It appraises for $120,000. I would sell it for $30,000.
Yeah.
Immediately.
That would have been the better plan.
And get out of there.
Isn't that interesting?
Maybe not even go see the asset.
I know. Not as businessy. I mean, maybe it's a hobby thing. Maybe people really like that. They like swinging a hammer. I don't like swinging a hammer. I'd rather take, be like you. I'm with you, Jack. Let's just take the $10,000 and run and go on vacation.
Not vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Go to another deal.
All right. I'm sorry. Jesus. Well, we think differently, Jeez. Don't we?
You know the conversation that Joe and I had right before this? We have two friends who are both like type AAA personalities, yep. You know? That's what I am. And Jill and I have a fighting chance because she's, you know, I'm nuts in it every day. And she's like, you know, man, it's really going to be okay. Go on vacation.
That's what I want to
do. Do you need a vacation?
I live on vacation.
That's what I think.
So, yeah.
Your life is vacation.
My life is vacation.
Here's the biggest mistake I see new real estate investors make. They do what their parents did, or they do what they've seen other people do. They go on the MLS. People talk about it in bigger pockets all the time. They go on the MLS. They pick out a property. Usually it's a house. I'm not a huge fan of that product type at all as a real estate investment vehicle. They pick a house out of the MLS, and then they go get a loan. And here's what happens. They go get a loan, and then they try to rent it out. And here's who gets paid during that process. The buy-side realtor, the sell-side realtor, the mortgage company, the mortgage broker, the inspector, mm-hmm. and I'm leaving somebody out, the contractor, mm-hmm. if you're going to clean it up. And I know I'm leaving. So everybody gets paid except you. And when do you get paid? You get paid over the life of 30 years, over the 30-year mortgage, a couple hundred bucks a month. There's nobody anywhere on Wall Street or any professional investor that's going to say that return on investment is okay.
Right.
So why are all these people driving fast cars that flip houses? Here's why. They buy the houses cheap. Mm-hmm. Cheap, 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 cheap. They figured it out. Mm-hmm. And the ones who drive the really fast cars don't clean them up at all. They do it like us. They sell them to the flippers.
I like how you classify people. What do you drive? Okay, I know exactly what you do.
No, well, I drive an old 4Runner, so what does that say about me?
I know exactly. You know what? You put your money in other things, and I appreciate that, like me.
Oh my gosh, some derogatory stuff just went through my head. I can't talk about it on the free show.
You're winning, by the way.
On a Thursday call, it's not broadcast, so we can say... I would have vocalized everything that was in my head.
That's really good.
We can't on this show.
We should do. Who that would be good. You could classify people based on what they drive and who they date.
Yeah. And what their dates look like.
Exactly. I love it.
What they find acceptable on a date and what they don't find acceptable.
Exactly.
That's a whole podcast right there.
You know what? I mean, this taps into so many other things that I'm not going to
date up.
Share.
That's what I say. Don't date down.
But paying cash for everything, that's just the way to roll. You know, I was raised that way. I was told that I don't care if it's on sale, it's not a good deal if you don't have any money. It doesn't matter. You know, you should be paying cash for stuff.
There are certain times that it's very, very advantageous to manipulate leverage or loans mm-hmm. or equity. They usually involve a tremendous, and this is my risk threshold. Mm-hmm. Some people want to leverage everything and then they end up with the fastest car.
Right.
All right. I don't like to go to casinos either for that reason.
Right.
So, you know, it makes a lot of sense if you love operational income and you're an expert in your industry, maybe make some little aircraft part that you can mark up 1,000 times and you're one of two people in the whole world that manufactures it. We have a friend like this is a real example. Mm-hmm. That makes sense to leverage.
Right.
To do a little leverage because your chances of losing are so small.
Right.
But in general, no, you should never. I mean, if you're going to buy a skyscraper and you're going to cross-collateralize everything and form a real estate investment trust, leverage is the name of the game. That's really what, you know how we always say data is what we're really into and real mm-hmm. estate just happens to be what we buy?
Right.
That's what that is.
Right.
You know, that hard. Some people are hardwired. Mm-hmm. For financing through debt and equity, and they just use real estate as a vehicle.
Dude, I'm going to remember that. That's what I'm going to say next time I'm at a party when people ask what we do.
What do we do?
Data is what we do. Real estate just happens to be how we use it and what we buy.
Yeah.
Have That's
you listened
a good example.
To the show that we're on?
No, but I'm always looking for a better way to describe it because I always end up having the people with this blank look on their faces like, what, huh? Because you bring up the word data. And,
yeah,
then their eyes gloss over, and they stop hearing anything you say.
Yeah.
So.
we're data in the end. We're a data company, data/IT company that mm-hmm. happens to be involved in real estate.
Exactly.
We could apply the data IT thing to a lot of stuff, like selling shoes if we wanted.
That's true.
But shoes are silly.
That's true. Thank goodness we haven't done that one.
Jill and I just moved recently, and she doesn't think that shoes are silly because there's three or four large U-Haul boxes of shoes that we.
I'm still trying to figure out where to put them. Shoes are special. Thank you.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. And those are just the shoes that didn't go to Goodwill.
Yeah, right. Oh my gosh. I did downsize. There.
I know you did.
So thank you. I appreciate you giving me some credit. Sometimes I if you notice, I try to show them to you as I'm carrying them out. Like, hey, look.
Oh, I know.
Okay, good.
You always say, hey, look at this whole box going to Goodwill.
I do.
I'm
trying
very
to impress
you, Jack.
Me. I am.
I know you. And you do.
That's how I did.
In lots of ways.
Thank you.
Hey, you know what we didn't talk about?
What's up?
Is why in a real early part of your career, you should never finance. That's the worst time to finance anything.
Oh.
In fact, the best thing you can do if you don't have any money.
That's true.
Don't let it stop you. Learn about data and all the other stuff.
Yeah.
And if you don't have acquisition money, find somebody like us or somebody else that, you know, not your father-in-law, somebody who's done this stuff and likes it and understands it.
Exactly.
To go in on some deals with you.
Exactly.
And after the fourth or fifth or eighth deal, depending on how good you are,
yep.
There's your money right there to start the whole thing.
Totally.
And you got a bunch of deals under your belt.
Yep.
We have multiple members, land investor members, who do that exact thing. Mm-hmm. With us, some of them doing with us. Mm-hmm. Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.